Kiru, a very good morning to you. Welcome.
Oh, good morning, Mulana. Thank you kindly for having me.
What is the latest on the military coup in Burma?
Well, very little change at all, except that the military junta is tightening the screws. There's a good build-up of international support for the democratic forces, Human Rights Watch being among over 30 organizations, NGOs, that are putting pressure on the United Nations to take more active steps, including an arms embargo. Because one of the major concerns there is that there are a number of countries, including China, India, and Israel, that continue to supply arms to the military in Burma. So there's that kind of campaign. But on the ground, there are tremendous protests all over the country that are being put down by these light infantry divisions of the Burmese military. At least 3 deaths reported in the course of those protests. So it still causes for tremendous concern, but also other nations in the region, like Indonesia, have been running a shuttle diplomacy among various members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations to get the generals in Burma to rethink the coup. But when it comes to all these softly diplomatic measures, it looks like those kinds of things have previously yielded very little in the ASEAN region. But still a cause for considerable concern within that country.
Is the oath of office provision in Hong Kong likely to escalate tensions, Kiru?
Sounds like very much like that. The plan is for Hong Kong politicians to swear an oath of loyalty to both Hong Kong and Beijing. Now, this oath of allegiance, if it's not taken, would effectively bar any prospective lawmakers from standing for office. And this bill is planned to be tabled next month, but already there's considerable opposition that's building in the country. Now, the opponents to this bill suggest that it runs counter to the agreements that were reached when Hong Kong was handed back to China, and that agreement was about one country, two systems. And this kind of oath of allegiance is likely to suggest a contravention of that provision. But it's a quagmire for politicians in Hong Kong presently, because you have this huge body of opposition to direct rule by Beijing. But at the same time, you have a very special kind of patriotism, if you like, towards Hong Kong proper, which in some ways runs counter to the fact that it's still a part of China. So I don't think that this is a matter that's easily resolved, and it looks very much like at every level, from legislation to security enforcement, that the Chinese government in Beijing is wanting to take very firm measures to bring opposition in Hong Kong to heel.
And then finally, are tensions between Taiwan and China on the boil again?
That's a very interesting case, because this is something that goes on every day with patrols of military vessels in disputed areas. Just for the benefit of listeners who may not be familiar with this, China has always maintained that Taiwan is a renegade offshore province, and it's never relinquished that claim, even at the level of the United Nations. And in this instance, we've seen these tensions go on since 1949, when the Chinese nationalists fled the mainland and set up another government on the island of Taiwan. But a very interesting thing that I picked up from just tracking the news there is that there's an island called Kinmen, which is something like 2 or 3 miles off the coast of mainland China, but 200 miles from Taiwan. That's likely to be the first point of contact if there's any kind of military maneuver that mainland China takes towards Taiwan. And previously, this island, or it's an isle, literally a tiny space, that's faced shelling with propaganda missiles and so on. So the residents on that island are people very concerned that in the instance of any invasion, they'll be the first point of contact. But interesting days lie ahead, especially since Taiwan is high up on the foreign policy agenda of the United States, and this is another cause for concern between Beijing and Washington.
Okay, well, thank you so much for the update.
Delighted. Thank you.